Crop Watch, brought to you by Crary Industries and Ag Country Farm Credit Services. Our first stop on Crop Watch in the Barnesville, Minnesota area at Four Hill Farms, visiting with Jake Thompson. Jake, you're going to be working calves here or cows later on here today, but let's talk crops here right now. What are things looking like?
Everything's looking pretty good. You know, we got a rain here over the weekend, which like a lot of farmers prefer to call it the million-dollar rain. I think it did help a lot of some of those beans that were maybe laying in a little dry dirt come back through. Definitely gave the corn a shot in the arm, and makes the wheat thicken up a little bit. So
everything's looking pretty good. How much rain?
We here right at the farm actually got about 45 hundredths. I heard around us anywhere from an inch to 7/10. So something around an inch is kind of what we needed. We did have one shot earlier that not a lot of other people in the area did get. So it's kind of a hit and miss type thing. But not as dry as some people, but not as wet as others either.
Have you started weed control yet?
Yeah, we did. Finished spraying all the wheat yesterday. Finished spraying all the corn yesterday. We did get pre-emerge done on all the beans, and my brother's actually filling the sprayer right now to do the second round on the beets.
That the beets was kind of the big concern there, with especially with resistant water hemp.
Yeah, it's a constant program. We're down to, I think we're up to like 6 times we spray now a year. It's just you're almost going back to some of the micro rates to manage some of that stuff. But yeah, you're very limited in what you can do once that stuff's up and out of the ground and getting big.
Otherwise, rest of the crops, everything looking pretty good.
Yeah, we're pretty happy. Maybe some of our corn stand count's a little lower than we'd like to see, but we have a little bit of variation out there depending on what we went into. Some of it maybe got a little bit deep, but you're kind of looking for some moisture there when we're doing it. So, but the beans, I'm pretty happy with the way they look. We just cut, we'll probably be baling some alfalfa maybe tomorrow or the day after. Variable on those stands. Some are really, really thick, and some places that haven't gotten a lot of rain, that was kind of thin. So we're kind of hoping that maybe we can grab some more showers here shortly.
Our next stop on Crop Watch in the Wahpeton-Breckenridge area, visiting with Chris Tedrow at CPS. Chris, a sales agronomist here. And Chris, what's crops looking like?
Well, I said this last weekend, we got the million-dollar rain probably because stuff was pretty dry, and some guys were slowing down on their spraying efforts until we got moisture, so the weeds were actively growing and dying, so we're all appreciative of that.
Been hearing some issues with soybeans.
Yeah, the soybeans are, spotty, I think. I think there's still some emerging, and hopefully this last moisture will help bring those up. Even some of the wheat fields, I believe, there's some spotty emergence there due to the dry weather.
And it's mostly just had lack of germination, and are we able to get weed control at the same time when those beans and crop in general is coming in those different stages?
Well, hopefully everybody had some pre's down, and there is a lot of the companies now, we're talking reach back with a lot of the pre's that are out there. I know we all panic, but let's give it, 4 or 5 days after the rain and just see if we are getting some activity on those weeds. And, we might have to hit it with something, but then maybe just a light dose of something else will take them down.
How's the sugar beet crop looking?
I've only been in one sugar beet field this year so far, and there the stand was very, very good in that field. And the weeds, of course they're coming, but guys are on top of it. And I think so far everything is looking fairly good. The big thing is, of course, the redwood pigweed and the water hemp are coming very fast, so it's just for guys to stay on top of that.
And you said this morning still a little bit of soybean seed going out.
Yeah, there's a little. I think some potholes are getting planted. Maybe some of those areas that didn't come up, or guys avoided, maybe it was too dry and they stayed out of certain areas. We still have a couple weeks really to put some soybeans in, and we can get a crop off of that if we get some moisture.
All in all, things are looking good.
Very good. And like I said, the million-dollar rain was very much appreciated in the Wahpeton area.
And our next stop on Crop Watch in the Wolverton, Minnesota area, visiting with Jay Nord. Jay, what's crop looking like?
Better now that we've got 7/10 of rain over the weekend. It should fill in the gaps that we're missing, and some of the, especially the soybeans that hadn't germinated right. They're starting to, trying to come up. So
you had some emergence issues.
A lot in this area. During the month of May, we only had 6/10, and the biggest rain was 1500s, which was Memorial Day weekend, and that did get a few beans going. They're just coming up, but it should fill in the rest now.
Did it impact the rest of the crops too?
Not as bad. The wheat and corn come up pretty good. There are some thin areas in the corn. There are some sugar beets in the area, a little thin, but they, most of the guys think they're going to get a good enough stand.
Is it a big area here that's dry?
It kind of starts here a little bit east of us and then goes west to Kindred. Walcott, I hear, is not good. I've not been over there, but we farmed some stuff in Christine, and the wheat there is pretty ragged. It's a little thin, and I kind of quit going over there to look.
Yeah, exactly. How's weed control coming?
We're just getting going on the corn spraying. Wheat, most of the wheat in this area has been sprayed. A few are waiting this after the rain. They think they're going to get a little germination, but overall, the wheat has been sprayed. Corn is being sprayed. Most of the guys have gone through the sugar beets once already.
And you get the freeze down on the beans?
Which was, we should have saved our money because they did not work at all with no rain.
Oh, I suppose, yeah, you need that rain to activate it.
The guys that lightly incorporated did a little better, but if you sprayed on top and after you planted, last year they worked great. This year, not so good.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll catch a rain here this week now, the way it sounds.
Yeah, the forecast's a little better. We don't need a lot of rain. We just need some. And it was a long, tough spring with no rain. You know, you expect a quarter inch, 3/10 here and there, and we never got it.
And that's Crop Watch, brought to you by Ag Country Farm Credit Services and Crary Industries.